I have done some videos on the channel in the past for the DJI Mini 3, but I just found that this drone kind of just fallen to the wayside in my mind. But I've noticed that there are a lot of people in the comments saying that the Mini 3 is a great 4K budget drone. A lot of people are buying it on Amazon. I'm seeing there's just so many people that are interested in this drone because it kind of has replaced the Mini 2. It's relatively hard to get the Mini 2 now, and the Mini 3 is an upgrade. It's got some similarities in the sense that it's got similar range and the OcuSync technology, but it's also got no obstacle avoidance, which is similar to the Mini 2 and obviously isn't as advanced as the Mini 3 Pro. But the Mini 3 does have that 4K camera system, which is an improvement over the Mini 2, even though that does have a 4K camera. This is a more advanced offering, a better camera system. You've also got vertical video. There's just a few really exciting things about the Mini 3 that make it the best budget-friendly 4K camera drone on the market. What's going on, beautiful internet family? My name is Dan Davis, and I'm the creative director here on DanceTube.tv, which is Australia's number one ranked drone YouTube channel. I'm also the course creator over on the Fearless Drone Academy, which is the ultimate online drone course for beginners. And if you do want to become a Fearless Drone Pilot, you can use the code DanceTube over on FearlessDrone.academy to save some money over there. And in today's video, I've got the best budget-friendly 4K camera drone, and it is the DJI Mini 3. So first things first, just to keep in mind, the Mini 3 does not have obstacle avoidance. So that means there's no active track mode. You can't use point of interest, can't use spotlight, and you can't use the active track tracking features. So that's a no-go from the native DJI Fly application on the Mini 3. You just can't do that. Now, if you do want that, the Mini 3 Pro or Mini 4 Pro are the ones to go for. They do have obstacle avoidance and they do have the tracking modes. So that's just something straight off the bat to be aware of. But keep in mind that a lot of people don't necessarily care about the tracking features. And one thing I will actually mention is that not having AI, not having a system that does it for you, actually does make you a better pilot. It makes you a better drone pilot because it means that then you're the one manually putting in the controls, manually being aware of the environment. I've heard of way too many stories of people relying heavily on a tracking feature and then the drone hits a tree, right? Because they're not even watching the drone. They're completely trusting, I'll be fine, you know, I won't even look back. But I mean, that can surface some issues. So something like this that doesn't have the obstacle avoidance sensors means that it's completely reliant on the pilot, and that definitely makes you a better drone pilot overall. The Mini 3 does have an improved camera system over the Mini 2, and it's actually got the same camera system as the Mini 3 Pro and even the Mini 4 Pro. So when we look at it on paper, it really is quite a competitive offering when it comes to the 4K camera system. You know, even when we look at the Air 3, it's the same 1/1.3-inch CMOS sensor. There's also the same sensor on the Mavic 3 Pro, which is the medium telephoto system. So we look at it and it is still a very advanced camera system, and they're still using that same camera system on the more expensive drone. So just keep that in mind, it still is a phenomenal offering. Now it can capture 48 megapixel stills, but keep in mind that it's not true 48 megapixel. That's something that people love to tell me about in the comments. So yes, on paper, it's a marketing 48 megapixel stills. That's the marketing jargon that they like to use, but keep in mind it's not true 48 megapixel stills. The quality is still phenomenal though, and it's still a great camera when it comes to stills, when it comes to taking photos. Now when it comes to video, you can capture 4K up to 30 frames per second. Really great camera system. But the big calling card of the Mini 3 series, or the Mini 3 in general, right, is the fact that it does have vertical video. So that means that you can capture landscape videos if you're just capturing for YouTube, or if you want YouTube Shorts or TikTok or Reels on Instagram, whatever it is, you can then capture those vertical videos. But the thing that's great is it's a native vertical video offering. So instead of the video being cropped like on other drones, it physically flips the camera and then you can capture still 4K 30 frames per second in native vertical video. One of the huge advancements with the Mini 3 is the battery technology. So you can either get a 38 minute battery life out of the standard battery or a 51 minute battery life with the Plus battery. Now keep in mind that the Mini 3 is kind of marketed as a sub 250 gram drone. So that means it weighs under 250 grams. But keep in mind, with that Plus battery, it takes the drone over 250 grams. So with the standard battery, it actually does say on the battery itself that it weighs under 250 grams. So just again, keep that in mind. The other thing to keep in mind is that the batteries are interchangeable. So with the Mini 3 Pro and the Mini 4 Pro, you can use those in the Mini 3 system. So just keep that in mind. The weights will vary depending on what battery you're using, but that is pretty cool that you can can do that. That means that there's a lot of batteries on offer out there, a lot of people selling official batteries for their Mini 3, Mini 3 Pro, whatever it may be. So yeah, that's great, but huge advancement, especially if you've got yourself a few of the standard batteries and then even just one plus battery. 51 minutes of flight time is insane. You're obviously not getting that full amount because you've got to bring the drone back before it's at 0%. Otherwise it will fall out of the sky in a very horrific manner. So about 45 minutes with the plus battery, and they're saying 38 minutes with the standard. So maybe 32 minutes, let's say, before you want to bring it back and actually properly land it. When it comes to the range and also the flight technology that they're using, the Mini 3 offers OcuSync 2, and it can offer you up to 10 kilometers of range. You can also use a few different controllers. So you can use yourself the RCN1, which is the one that we saw on the Mini 2, or you can use yourself the DJI RC, which is the more smart controller, kind of budget-friendly smart controller with a built-in screen ready to go. So both of those work. I really love the combo that actually has the screen built into the controller, the DJI RC. So DJI RC and the Mini 3 is a great combo together. So if you are in the market for a DJI Mini 3, I will have some links below to check it out. Make sure to go over to the D1 Store's website if you're based in Australia. Check out some of the deals I have available below. If you want to pick up some accessories or select items, you can use the code DANGETUBE to save over there. If you want like a custom bundle and you want to get the Mini 3 with a few other things, reach out to sales@d1store.com.au, mention DANGETUBE, and they can help you out with the best deal possible. And on top of that, for my international audience, I will have some links again below to check out all the other deals I have available on Amazon and some other stores as well. Like I said before, the Mini 3 is technically a sub 250 gram drone as long as you're using the standard batteries. So that is a huge calling card, right? A lot of people who want to use their drones for travel, that's the kind of drone that you want to take with you. You don't want to take a massive Mavic 3 or an Air 3, anything like that that's going to make it a little bit awkward potentially to get it through the airport, through customs or whatever it may be. It can be a bit more challenging, but as long as you've got one of the smaller drones, as long as you put the batteries in like battery safe bags, disconnect everything, even like getting some tape to tape up the terminals, little tricks like that can really help you with the traveling experience, just showing that you're being mindful of all of those safety concerns. But it is a big calling card in that regard because it is a sub 250 gram drone. Great for traveling, great because it's so portable. You can even chuck it literally in your pocket. If you don't have the Fly More combo, let's say you just have the controller and the drone. I mean, you can literally put the drone in your pocket, your phone in your other pocket, and then you just hold the controller or just have a lanyard around your neck with a controller. Such a lightweight, discreet offering, but you've got yourself a 4K camera drone. It's just wild that that's what is the reality here. Camera quality, like I said, is great. There are HDR video offerings as well, which is phenomenal, again, for a budget-friendly 4K camera drone. And it's really great. Range is good, battery life's good. There are a few intelligent flight modes, nothing too advanced. Like, you're not getting some of the more pro offerings, but you're getting a lot of the quick shot modes, the intelligent flight modes. And it really is just exactly what you need. Bunch of different photo and video options, some really cool intelligent video options, and a bunch of settings as well. I've done like a tips and settings video on the channel to showcase what you can get out of the drone. There's a lot to it. There's a lot of really cool settings and tips and tricks that you can kind of use to get more out of the drone. In terms of the wind rating, it does have a level 5 wind resistance, which means that it can handle winds up to 38 kilometers an hour. Standard now for a lot of DJI drones, even some of the more like pro drones from DJI can handle similar kind of wind conditions. So even though it is a smaller drone, it does still handle some insane wind conditions. I've actually flown the Mini 3 in wind conditions close to 38 kilometers and it was fine. Yeah, it was like on a really big lean, but it was fine. It handled it. I was quite impressed. The footage was just smooth. It's just beautiful stuff. Keep that in mind. It's completely fine. In terms of its performance during flight, again, it's a DJI drone. It's phenomenal. Seems to handle really anything that you throw at it. I do notice that the larger drones, they're a bit more stable, even though all the drones can kind of handle similar wind conditions. I will find that the mini drones, they'll really have to counteract those heavy winds just because it's quite a lightweight drone, but it doesn't get blown away. It can really hold itself, and even chucking it in sports mode and flying against the wind to get back, it can handle pretty much anything you throw at it. The other cool thing about the Mini 3 when we think about it compared to the Mini 2 is that it does have fixed aperture of 1.7. So it is significantly better in low light, and it's significantly better in those later scenarios where there's really no light at all. So when we compare it again to the Mini 2, it does stand out because it does have a larger sensor and the aperture is just a little wider, right? So it can let in more light. I find that it does a great job in any condition. And again, it is the same camera system as the Mini 3 Pro, the Mini 4 Pro, even like the Air 3 system and one of the Mavic 3 Pro camera systems. So still an extremely relevant relevant camera system. It's not like you're buying an outdated piece of technology. Still extremely relevant and can handle, again, any sort of lighting condition, any sort of wind condition. A great all-rounder, I would say. So as you've probably gathered, the Mini 3 does fit in a nice kind of price point between the Mini 2, which is quite hard to get nowadays, and the Mini 3 Pro, Mini 4 Pro, which are more expensive. So again, ask yourself what you're using the drone for. If obstacle avoidance isn't a problem for you, if you don't want that feature, you don't care about a tracking feature or tracking modes, then really the Mini 3 is going to make you a better pilot. It means that everything is a manual experience unless you're using the quick shot modes. And you know, the quick shot modes give you some form of tracking because you can focus on a subject and that's the point that it's focusing on, but it's limited, right? It's not a true tracking experience where it's just a mode dedicated to tracking, but you still can do a few workarounds with that. And overall, it's a great price point for what you're getting. It's still got a lot of pro features. And like I said, this video, it is, in my opinion at the moment, the best budget-friendly 4K camera drone. Awesome camera system. I love the vertical video options and it's great for a lot of people. Perfect for traveling, perfect for little family getaways, perfect for the beginner who wants to get the first drone. Great starting point. So let me know your thoughts in the comments below. If anyone's got a Mini 3, let us know why you love the Mini 3. Help some other people decide if that's the right drone for them. And I will talk to you in the next one. Peace.